Good evening. I'm going to do my best not to sniffle and sneeze too much into the microphone. I have an inner ear infection, and so I sound a little strange, and I'm breathing a little strangely, but I'll try to get through it. I really wanted to record this because I've been talking to a lot of people on Twitter for the last the last week in particular, just talking a lot about space, the space program. I come at it from a very weird place. I am undoubtedly a space nerd. I say very proudly, but I confess that I've spent the last several years really sort of getting away from it. And a big part of that was because I have been so disappointed with our space program. The public's reaction to the space program. I mean, disappointed isn't even a strong enough word. It's sort of heartbreaking how little motivation there is in our country today. I mean, you can't really say the same of the world. There's, you know, a very strident push in many places in the world to get a foothold into space again, which we haven't had since the Apollo missions. But what was interesting is tonight, someone who I had not been following him. I'm not sure how he came across some of my blog posts, recommended a couple of sites to me. One is wewantourfuture.org. That's all one word, wewantourfuture.org. And I've been looking at that. It's an initiative. It says here, let me see, about our initiative. Excuse me. We Want Our Future is a student-managed... it disappeared. Sorry. I think I clicked away from it here. Okay. Mission statement: to inspire students across the country to dream about their future and recognize the importance of science, technology, engineering, and math in making these dreams a reality. The summary is the We Want Our Future initiative is a nationwide outreach advocacy project that will challenge students to dream about what they want their future to look like, specifically with respect to space. This project, This project will exclusively promote space exploration as a national priority, avoiding any specific agenda. The initiative is a for students, by students project to call attention to the necessity of space in our collective future. Really fantastic. It says their goal is... the objectives give students the opportunity to dream about the future, challenge students to create postcards depicting their dreams for the future with respect to space, exhibit the value and importance of science, technology, engineering, and math, demonstrate the ability of space exploration to spark creativity and motivation in students. That's such a big one. Unite space and education community behind a single goal. Space exploration must be a national priority. Totally agree with that. Their goal, as stated on their website, assemble 100,000 postcards from all 50 states and territories to demonstrate to the country and our elected leaders that American youth demand their future. As a whole, the postcards will represent a message from youth across the country that they want a future with robust space exploration. Specific cards/response will be posted online. These cards will be used to both publicize the message through the media and to make a statement to elected officials of students' desire for their future. Ultimately, the postcards will be presented to elected officials. Fantastic. I'm going to see if I can volunteer. I don't know what I'll be able to do for these folks, but you've sold me. I'm very much. I don't know if you can use an artist, but I am at their disposal. The other site that I was sent, and I haven't looked at this one quite as much, is the Space Exploration Alliance, and that's SpaceExplorationAlliance.org. I'm just sort of flipping through here. Who We Are, the Space Exploration Alliance, is an unprecedented partnership of the nation's premier nonprofit space organizations with a combined membership of more than 700,000 people in the United States. The vision statement, the Space Exploration Alliance members believe in NASA's bold and substantial mandate for human and robotic exploration of the solar system to assure American technological and scientific preeminence in the 21st century. The mission statement says the nation's premier nonprofit space organizations will work together to communicate to the American public and elected officials, that NASA's bold and substantial mandate for human and robotic exploration of the solar system is a compelling national priority that is technically and physically and fiscally, I'm very sick, fiscally achievable. Will inspire the nation's youth and the public, reinvigorate the traditional aerospace workforce and industrial base, and foster job-creating entrepreneurial activity across the entire economy. Again, I agree with everything. I'm going to look much further into this, see if there is, see if there's any way I can get involved, because this is exactly the sort of stuff that I very much want to get involved with. Makes me want to crack open a math book. Isn't that just weird? But that's how I roll. Oh, that's right. Check out my website, my IsoBunch journal. I've got a logo I've done, and it's just dreaming sort of how a space program's logo should look. And am I a nerd for this? Yes, very much. But I, as I was pointing out to someone on Twitter, I believe in using all the resources available. And the bottom line is that I think we owe a tremendous amount of our space program to Star Trek. I don't think there's any bones about that. I think that they're in the, and really, truthfully, the more I've thought about it, there is, I think, absolutely no problem in using that as material to get momentum going on space exploration. In other words, if people want Star Trek, if they get that, if that's something they can connect with, then I say, by God, use it. And when you see the logo on my site, you'll see exactly what I mean. Of course, the website, in case you're not seeing this there, you're maybe catching my audio boo on Twitter. My website is isoban, I-S-O-B-A-N, .blogspot.com. And the most recent entry is my revised, sort of idealized logo. And on that note, I think I'm going to go to bed. And hopefully my head will be a little bit more correct in the morning.